so glad you've joined me for this next podcast thing. Whatever, give it a go, eh? And as we move along, we want to have some hang time with some of our special and oh-so-talented friends. And for this episode, we have an amazing guest, the great Stacey Washington, or as she is more widely known, Stacey on the Right. She's worked her way up through the broadcasting ranks of local and now national radio, hosting the Stacey on the Right show on Sirius Channel 125, The Patriot. She's a prolific media contributor, outstanding speaker, wife, mother, shopper, gardener. I just don't have the time to mention all the things she's done and is currently doing. So let's get going. She's just a quality person and a friend, and we're so happy to have her in the studio. Yes, yes, yes. Let's get going here on the Tim Hawkins Podcast. I just want to tell you my TikTok story. I've been doing TikTok for, you know, you look at it and you say, oh, that's just a bunch of kids and stuff. But it's very amazing and it's really very fun.
You know,
once you start, and what's kind of cool about it, the things that you watch, it'll feed more of the things you want to watch, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then, so I just started doing content. And actually, my son Spencer said, you need to start doing TikTok. And then I was like, show me how to do it. And Libby shows me how to kind of, you know, put the hashtags and kind of so more yeah. people see it and stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, last night I came up with the idea with Nike and the Lil Nas Satan shoes.
Right.
You heard about that whole deal?
Yeah.
Which I don't know. You know, I guess we only don't want a Lil Nas's. X's songs. It was the country one.
What was that? The one where he sucks everyone in with that great song.
Yes.
It was so family friendly.
Yes. Our
and then he makes the Jesus tennis shoes and everyone's like, weird, but not bad. And then he makes the Satan shoes and the stripper pole song where he lap dances for Satan. I mean, he's just a very special man.
Which is kind of a turn. Kind of a turn.
No, it was unexpected. I'll tell you.
I mean, not really sticking with the branding, I guess. But anyway,
like a directional shift to me.
Yeah, right. So I had the idea of, okay, I'm going to be a Nike customer support person and Satan calls in to order some of those shoes, right? So like, customer service, Nike, can I help you? And then goes through the whole deal. So I made it, of course, it's like a minute long and then I posted it and this has never happened to me. It flagged the people, the TikTok
it's on
algorithm.
Probation or it's on,
well, it says before you can post this, it's up for review. We got to review it. So what I think happened was, because I did a joke about Twitter, I mentioned the CDC because I was saying
you can't joke around about the corona.
Yeah, you can't. Right. So I said Twitter CC, and then I had Nike, of course, mm-hmm. the at least the text, and then yeah, for sure they flagged it. So what I did, and I told Liv, and Libby gave me hashtags, and I posted. I was so excited. And that happened. I'm like, oh man. So I deleted it and I had to redo it. And so I redid it without, I changed the joke. So
and
I didn't use
happened.
Any of that.
Yeah.
And it posted just fine. And it's
just
like,
interesting.
It's going crazy right now. Yeah. It's like 71,000.
I think it's
views.
Wild because you hear, you know, we keep hearing censorship and we know that people have had it, but when it actually happens to you on such a, like, that's kind of a low level skill. Cause you're not like proclaiming something. You're making a joke.
Right.
It just feels different. Feels like all of a sudden.
So
like,
I've been so careful all these years, and I was just suspended from Twitter for 24 hours a couple months ago for posting the hydroxychloroquine study that the guy did. 3,000 cases. I mean, he's a doctor. So all he did was write a white paper.
Yeah.
And then he talked about his patients. No propaganda, no misinformation. And he didn't actually insult anyone. He just said, I'd like you to know that I actually tried nebulized hydroxychloroquine.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was very successful for my patients. And he nebulized it himself. Like he mixed it because doctors can do that.
Yes.
And then he tried it on 3,000 patients and it really worked faster than the oral.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, this white paper will help other doctors who, you know, if you have a tough case, you might want to use it. All I did was post the story. I was like, oh my gosh, this is great news. Suspended from Twitter.
You got suspended from Twitter for just saying the name
or
just
saying, just posting the story that covered this information because it had hydroxychloroquine in the title and COVID-19 treatment. And then people regularly get suspended from Facebook for sharing things from my page. So,
you're not getting suspended.
No, not from Facebook, but I do. I've been praying that the Lord would not Like, I don't want to get booted off Facebook after all the work I've put into it.
Yeah.
But we all know that they tamped down on us during the election, and they're going to do it again before the midterm. They reduced my distribution down to a page that has maybe 5,000 people, and I have 90,000 on there.
Yeah.
Also, I have 96 or 97,000 people following the page, but only 90,450, 550, or 600 can actually like the page. Because when you like it, it puts a little notification box up that says, are you sure you want to like this page? Wouldn't you like to review some of the posts before you like it? So people have sent me screen
grabs.
That's
what we were talking about. That's like the elites. They know what you can hear, what you can't hear.
It's like the bit from Parks and Rec when they are like voting and they vote on like Bobby Newport, or they vote on Leslie Knope, and they're like, are you sure that you want to do this?
And then, exactly.
And then you vote for Bobby Newport, they're like, enjoy this complimentary candy bar.
Right. So in other words, good job. Yeah.
That's
or
right.
You should think, rethink your life.
Well, see, I look at it as a positive, because when I learned comedy, I did comedy basically in church environments. And people would say, oh, that's very constricting. No, it was a challenge. Mm-hmm. It was because I could, okay, now how can I do a joke about like a sex joke? You know, not just get sex, just, you know what I'm saying? Talk about sex, something that has to do with sex, or has to do with drinking, or had to do with whatever in that format.
So what you mean is you actually had to be funny.
I know.
You couldn't rely on just dropping the F-bomb judiciously or cursing. You had to actually
instant
be funny.
Instant shock, right.
Yeah, that's why. So when we went to see you last, it was at a church in South County, and my friend Linda, the same one who invited me to book club, Linda and her husband, we went. This was a couple years ago when you were down there, and so we go. Her daughter, it's actually her son and his girlfriend, they came with us. And so the daughter is the daughter-in-law. They're not married yet, but I assume they're going to get married at some point. She's kind of liberal, and so I don't think she really enjoyed your comedy.
Right.
But we laughed so hard, our faces hurt. And there was still time left, and I told
see, I don't get that.
Crying.
Why am I so, what,
I
maybe one joke?
Laughing. I said, if we keep laughing like this, I'm getting dehydrated because I'm crying, and I'm laughing, and my face is hurting so bad. And my husband was like, yeah, but we still have more show. And I was like, I know. So we just sat, and it was so good. We had such a good time. Afterwards,
that's
we
awesome.
Went to dinner, and we ate. And it was almost like why did we go to dinner? Why did we talk to each other? Because there was nothing left to say. We laughed. We commented on the show.
Oh, Stacey.
We needed to just go home and go to bed. Yeah. I should have just went straight home to bed.
Yeah.
But we went to dinner with them anyway.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I think that's the competitive nature I have. It's like, I want to tighten it so much that I actually hurt people. Like,
you
I
heard would, us.
Like sometimes
our faces
you'd see them
my
laugh.
My ab muscles the next
they're
day.
They're like going, yeah, you got to, I learned, I had to back off.
Maybe you should have someone take a video of us rocking back and forth, holding our stomachs and hurting while we're laughing.
Just, yeah, they're just, there's,
yeah, your stomach's hurting.
Quit.
It's hurting.
But I didn't, I mean, and I started to use that. I mean, when I don't know how you
felt about
the songs.
You were singing the songs and we were just laughing.
Well, and then like every.
Your golden achievement was when someone peed on the seat.
Yes. After that was after show, some guy said, Tim, we had 1500 seats here and now we have 1499. And he showed me a picture and there's a big, they're holding up a chair with a big wet spot in it where a lady had
peed herself.
Had peed. And that's like, that's like a gold medal.
Guy.
That's like a gold medal for a comedian. That's like the highest honor.
The chair and like,
I should have.
You're actually sitting in that chair right now.
People, look, we did a bit where, and it's funny how people latch on to things and they connect with you. And that's really how you go to the next level is when somebody can Stacey, I don't want to listen to anybody. I want to listen to Stacey or whatever. Yeah. Or this is my comedian. And we used to throw Twinkies out at the end of the show. Like how great is that?
Yeah.
It
was the best snack when I was
boxes.
A kid.
Oh yeah. We'd throw a box of Twinkies out.
No one eats them anymore.
And the last one I would do, I would tear one and take a bite and throw half of an uneaten Twinkie into there.
At the last one.
So like a year or 2 years later, somebody came up after a show and they presented me with, and I still have it. It was that half of the Twinkie in a plastic display box. And it was still it looked just
later.
The same.
Yeah, that's my gosh. Scary thing. It still looked the same. It doesn't look like it's molded.
Okay. Right. None of those donuts and stuff that you get at the gas station in those little packs, none of that molds.
No,
so.
You know,
not
it's just for your pleasure.
They might get harder, but they're not going to break down.
They will get hard, but they will not mold.
No, yeah.
They don't,
And no, you know how you used to throw out those Depends diapers?
Yeah.
Did you know? So when I was 13 and I started my period, We did not have any pads in the house.
What?
So I walked around for 3 days wearing these Depends diapers.
You did?
That you used to throw.
Oh my gosh. Livia, I would have bought you some.
You were out of town.
I think you guys need, I think you need the Wunderlist.
Yeah, I guess so. So yes, we do.
You can buy the items that you need.
Yes.
And that would, it would crunch.
Everyone in the group is on the list and you add to it constantly.
Oh, wait,
so I'll text and say, I'm going
Wunderlist.
To the grocery
store. Oh, is that what it is?
They will all start adding
we
things to
that,
it.
We have that, but nobody
oh, Livy. So you walked around with a puffy pants.
Oh, yeah, well, no, then because we had uniforms and so I had my khaki shorts on.
Oh, shorts.
And just crunching down the hallway.
Crunching down
the hallway. It reminds me of that story from years ago where the lady wore the Depends and drove all the way across the country. She was an astronaut because her husband was cheating on her. Remember that?
Oh my God.
Whenever I think of Depends, I think of that.
That's commitment,
hilarious.
Though.
Yeah,
that, I wish I had that kind of focus and that kind of determination. You don't?
I don't have that kind of focus for driving across the
country.
You
wouldn't drive across the country in Depends for your man.
Well, no. I mean, she was going to knock him upside the head.
Please.
I would have just worn my regular underwear and
flew,
and I would have flown over there. I would have booked a plane ticket and just flew over.
Seriously, yeah.
I mean, look, the plane ticket the same day of is like $1,500.
You're right.
So I would just go into the text chat, or if this is before that, I just call a bunch of friends and say, he's cheating on me and I need to fly to across the country and it's $1,400. Who's in? And I'm sure all the girlfriends would be like, I'm 100, I'm 200. And I'd get the money together,
really?
Buy the ticket the same day.
Yep.
No Depends involved. Fly there.
You'd like, GoFundMe. Hey, GoFundMe. I'm going to go beat my husband to a pulp.
Phone call. You know what he did? He did this to me. Women are good for that.
Yes. It's true.
I chip in.
Women will ride into the cavalry mode if you need. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Kid's sick. Something horrible has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Call the women.
Yeah. Well, Heather's going through that right now. She's feeling some of that cavalry.
Yeah.
We've got some friends that are just like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, people that are just walking away, you know, from 30 years.
Doing what they do publicly and then just whatever.
It's so sad.
I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, well, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But then you just have to live with the consequences.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not unconditional. It's very conditional.
It is.
But I was going to say, I learned like when... The more I learned about speaking, it's like the reason people come and to a show or a live thing is they want that special, not the special, they want the realness. They want the authenticity, the
There's
real
energy.
You kind of a deal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I got to, you know, when I first started out, I was just all by the book. I would just do my act, and then leave. If anything happened extraneously, I would never react to it because I just didn't feel comfortable. But when you get that comfort, and then that's could be the when the best things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, I agree.
You get the lady with the seal laugh. She would just like, and then I would just wait. I would just stop talking. Everybody knew what was going on. I would look at my watch, 10 seconds. And then I would go with the mic into the audience and I'd put it in her face and she couldn't help. And it's just
and they weren't always explosive. There, but they were, you know, there was always, or usually a few shows later, another seal.
Yeah. I think that was where going from an amateur to a professional communicator is you're in the moment. You know,
and you can kind of pivot to the things that people are because
this is happening now.
The night we were there in that church, there were people that you pointed out, and we were just I couldn't believe it. It was so like from the moment, and then you were back in the show and you were singing, and you're like, oh, wrong guitar, and you pin do a riff on the guitar, and I'm like, this man is like a total musician. And my husband's like, I know, it's like unbelievable. And then you'd be singing, and you stop and do some jokes. I'm like,
yeah. I get bored. You get bored of hearing yourself talk. But one of the best things, and I'm sorry about going on stories, it just kind of brings up memories, like just cool things that can happen. Mm-hmm. Like a few years ago, I was doing a show, and I had this guitar, which I was using, and I'd been using it for a couple of years, and it started to short out, and I didn't like it anymore, and it was kind of bothering me. And I did a song with it, and I put it like halfway in the show, and I put it, it was like almost intermission, put it down, and I walked back to the mic and I kind of tripped on the cord and the whole guitar just slammed, just kind of fell. Everybody's like, like that. And I was I don't know what it was. I'm like, here we go. So I picked it up and I did a Jimi Hendrix and I just slammed it. Just slammed the guitar, bashed it against the stage. And I've never forget the reaction of the audience, you know, Like, it was just such a different vibe. Just, it was so, And I, and it shattered in half and people were just freaking out. And I was just like, that was so fun. I want to do this every show.
Yeah. But on your last show.
I gave the pieces to this kid in the front row and he was just like, oh my gosh, it was this, it was so fun.
Yeah,
and
then,
I was just going to say on your last show, you like gave a guitar to a kid and you had this plan. And I was like, that's a great idea. That's so sweet. Whatever. So when he goes to do it,
were you there?
Yes, I videoed it.
Oh gosh.
He's handing this. He's like, for my this is my last show, and for my last show, like I want to give this guitar to this kid that was sitting in the front row. He goes to hand the kid the guitar, but the way that the stage was, it kind of had like a tilt off, so he ends up stepping on like the edge and just falling on the kid's sister, like full on, just like. Planting on her and twisting his ankle.
He almost broke his ankle.
So halfway he's limping the rest of the show, like trying to do this really nice thing.
But he's serious.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And people think, oh, is this a joke? And Stacey, it was bad.
It was so bad.
Very bad.
He couldn't
and
walk.
I had these boots on and it was swelling it was inside. And I was like, I'm sweating. And
trying to play it off. I was like, oh, he's really hurt. Like he's hurt.
No. So thankfully the rest of my show was on the piano. So I was sitting down, but it was just like, was you get bad. The sweats.
Yeah. Cause you're in pain. Oh my gosh.
Last show.
The last show before the year off.
That was the last show
That's the last show.
What's the worst? Give me some like maybe on air or anything live, anything weird happen, you know? Because usually what happens, I don't get a lot of hecklers, but it's usually like a bad mic or a flickering light or something.
Okay. Well, how many of these do you want? So
yeah, 'cause I've heard some.
You call for Ladio and nothing happens. Oh. I'm like, so you set it up. This is, you know, this is Dr. Fauci explaining how he's reversed himself. Last week, he wanted you to wear two masks. But before that, he said no mask. And now he's saying one mask will do.
Right.
So let's take a listen. Nothing. Just silence. And so you're wondering, is it coming this second? Because sometimes it does take them a minute. Mm-hmm. Like they'll hit it and
that'll
just
be worse.
Come up.
Then you're talking over.
Yeah. So then you're like, well, maybe we don't have it. And then it starts. Or nothing happens. Like one time on Sirius, my producer, I have two of them, and they were flip-flopping back and forth because Sirius right now, the building is closed. So they only allow a certain number of people in. So you have one producer who comes in. And so to make it fair, so they don't, one sits at home the whole time, they have them driving back and forth like every other week. So she's in, she doesn't love the show. She doesn't really like me. She's sitting there and she's, you know, not really paying attention. So I call for audio and she just didn't hear it. So I was like, well, you know, I guess we don't have that audio. And I went on talking and then we go to the break and she's like, oh, I didn't hear you call for the audio. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm preparing, because they have to make basically the show into the on-demand and they cut it up while you're actually, like as soon as the segment's done, they cut that piece and load it into the on-demand so they don't have to sit there for 30 minutes after the show is done. So she might've been doing that. I don't know, but we were already having, you know, a little bit of a, it's been a very interesting transition in with one of the producers on the current show. And so I was just sitting there. And so the rest of the show, I didn't call for any audio because I'm thinking, I don't know if it was an accident or what's going on with you, but I'm not going to call for it. There's been other times where it's just been no sound or, you know, so it's usually technical difficulties and I used to get so embarrassed by it, but now I'll just say live radio, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah.
When you're live.
The more recorded, comfortable you are with silence, it's like, it's just silence. Like if my guitar went out and I'd have to wait for the tech to come up, 1,000 people are looking at me in the face. I'm just like, well, here we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so this, I'll even say, oh, it sounds like, you know, the Sirius XM, whatever, or whatever show I'm on, or even if it's my equipment on my end, I'll say, well, my equipment's acting like a Democrat. So we don't have what we need right now. One time it cut out because we were having some problems with the, like, you know, where your internet comes into your house and then there's some kind of frequency there. And so that frequency was off and we had all these extra cords hooked up from when we had a different business line there. And my husband was like, just leave it. That'll be fine. Well, when the tech came over to fix it, he said, why do you have this big switch on here? You don't need it anymore. You should just connect directly to there. And I looked at my husband and he just looked back at me like, don't you say anything. And I was like, that's what I said. My husband just glared at me. I'm like, I already said that. So he fixed that. And then he had to go to the pole and fix something else. So I really did have a problem with the internet. But when it was messing up and cutting out, I was like, so I just dropped out there because my internet's acting like a Democrat and probably some of this equipment here. But I see the Brit Comrex is lit up. So let's do this thing. Let's do a show. And if you do that, people really understand that as opposed to kind of apologizing. Like you don't want to apologize. Oh,
it's like you're letting, it's like an inside joke. You're letting them behind the scenes. This is not.
Stuff happens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too. That's one of the great, I mean, people will remember that more than, you know, the way you handled the adversity.
Well, and the other thing is, if it already happened, like that's what my old producer, or he was the program director, Jeff Allen over at the other, at 97.1, he said, he was like, so it already happened. Just move on. Don't bring it up again. I'm like, why? He said, because
act like you meant it.
15 minutes, the audience changes. Mm-hmm. So the people who are coming in now, if you apologize, then they're going to say, oh, what happened? They might go back to the podcast and listen for it, you know, or they might ask someone, well, what happened? He said, you're basically giving bad publicity to yourself. He was like, just say, hey, that wasn't supposed to happen. Make a joke about it. Move on. It was good advice because it really works.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to learn, like when you drop a call. And this, everybody does this, where you'll be talking to somebody, the call is dropped, you call back, what happened? What do you mean? What? I got bored and I just hung up on you midstream. I don't know. I mean, I want to find out exactly what actually happened, the scientific reason why that call dropped. And when they ask, what happened? Well, this is the
you want to make it up.
I want to know the actual reason.
Oh, right.
So we went from 466 megahertz frequency to 267 and the cell phone couldn't handle it. And so therefore,
and the thing that comes in the wall, well, that does this and that. Yes.
Right. Only I don't know the answer.
Really?
To that.
Oh, you didn't hang up on me because you were bored. Sweet.
You know what? I used to be really bad about hanging up on people. If I got mad, I would hang up.
On air?
Okay.
No, not on air. Well, I do hang up on people on air.
Yeah. Here's the thought I had this week. Well, I had two thoughts. Okay.
Oh, only two.
The first
only
thought two. Is Makes I came sense. Up with a real cheesy coffee mug slogan. Oh, you want to hear it?
Yeah,
maybe.
Is your welcome mat dirty?
What is your welcome mat? Ours is super dirty, but what is?
Is your welcome mat? Do you know, like, do you have a lot of friends over? Do you? Is your welcome mat?
Because
we were like, our welcome mat is just filthy. It's like, that's kind of a good sign. So I was like,
lots of people coming in and out.
That's a good thought, Dad.
So I thought I'm a nerd too. Anyway.
Okay,
we'll snap those right up.
If you have to explain it.
I mean. Yeah. But you can still get it made at Shutterfly.
You watch. Somebody's going to make me a t-shirt that says.
Maybe.
Or a mug that says, is your welcome mat dirty?
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you usually do that for a joke, though.
Right. Yeah. And I'm not really into saying goodbye and hello anymore. Hello and goodbye anymore. I think it's a waste of time.
What are you saying then?
This is
okay,
true.
Aristotle.
I have felt this too.
I think it's a waste of time. Hello and goodbye.
You know, the same group of friends and stuff. It's like, I don't know.
Well, when
just
I call
walk
my
in the room and start talking.
Okay,
to them.
I have.
And then if we leave, we just go.
So that's actually me. Since the COVID went on and everyone came home. So I like to. So it's like a stream of consciousness with me. I'm like this all the time. Which is why I'm so good on radio, because I'm always thinking and talking all the time.
Yeah.
So when I walk into a room, I'm already into this conversation.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just bringing you in.
Right.
And they're like,
it's a continuation.
Yes. Right. Of what we just were talking
yes.
about.
Yes.
And then why are you not ready to pick this up? And they're like, I'm on a Zoom. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
How much time do we waste in little hellos and goodbyes? Like
hey, do you remember when we were talking about such and such? No, I'm just going to launch into it.
Yeah.
Join me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do.
We know Jump how this works. Yeah. We know how this works.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because when I thought of this the other day when we were playing games at the Plant's house, and I was kind of having that thought about that, and I thought, is this because we're older?
Time to waste.
Or like, it's like when we're comfortable. Like, I don't know.
Well, like, I think we're both the same way. I think we're both the same in that. If people are at our house and somebody just leaves, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Just they're gone.
Only
you'll see
the
them
kids,
again.
I'll say, oh, did Libby go? Like, cause I want to, you know, hug and kiss.
But
goodbye,
I know. Where did they go? Why didn't they stay behind? Give us hugs and kisses.
That's a very common practice on the East Coast. I mean, even when I was younger, people just leave.
Yeah. Oh, they would just leave?
Yeah. They didn't say
we
anything.
Have friends. We call it the Carrie Sneak cause their last name is Carrie.
The Carrie Sneak.
And you'll go to the bathroom, come out, and they're just gone. And like, I used to call down the stairs of the apartment. I'd be like, bye, Kylie and Ben. They'd be like, bye. It's like, okay.
they've already moved on.
And I don't. I mean, there are people too, and I won't mention names or anything. But I don't. I feel like that every time you leave, everybody's got to do the hug thing. I don't love that.
Well, that's cultural sometimes too. Like,
yeah,
some people like hugging more than others.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm so for people who are going out of town, like they're just in town, then I would like, you know, I'll hug.
Yes,
I'm going to say goodbye. But if we are literally going to see each other tomorrow, then if you just want to, like, I have a couple girlfriends with before book club's even really over, they'll just pop up and I'm like, well, I got to go. And then they just kind of wave and they're out. There's no long preamble.
There isn't. Or you just hear the door shut
and you're like, uh-oh, I have in my mind three people who that might be because they're just slipping out. But I think we're much more, the issue is not so much that we have a preference one way or the other. It's that people are so sensitive. They either they have to hug or they don't, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like just take people at where they are and try not to think about it too much. The busier you are working, the less time you have to think about these things, to worry. I wonder if something might be wrong. With me now, I just, if the thought crosses my mind, I'll just send a text. What's up? And then they'll text back. I don't know what's up. I'm like, nothing. Obviously, we're fine.
This is
you're just testing it out.
Yeah, I'm like, was there something? Oh, no, obviously not.
Well, that's a good segue. We were talking about essential things in our life the other day. We had a really good conversation about things that are really essential, like in our kitchens, what are the four essential things? Remember that?
Yeah.
The four essential, what
besides
was
besides a refrigerator tools, and a stove. And
besides
a
like the refrigerator and the stove, everybody's got a stove and a fridge and things. What are the four things that in your kitchen,
that you just use a lot and you just love it.
And you guys were saying like a good knife.
Good knife, paper towels, pan,
a good, like a cast iron.
Yeah. And like a cutting board.
I was going to say cutting board.
Yeah.
That is interesting. I've never thought cutting board.
Yeah. Oh my God. We have like literally 20.
I just cut stuff on the floor. You guys don't know.
We seriously do.
You what?
We have 20 cutting boards.
I just bought a couple
more.
Because
when you get married, that's what people
do. It's like pillows now.
Well, I've kind of figured.
The cutting board is the new pillow.
The same ones. You know what? Because now they make the marble one. They make the one with wood and marble. Yeah, they make them so fancy.
We've got that one too.
But I like the ones that are made out of that plastic that you can just put in the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so easy. And it's white, so you can tell if it's not all the way clean.
That's true.
So yeah, I bought another one of those. I have wood cutting boards, but I don't use those. I use the little plastic ones.
That's what we use.
And I just throw them in the dishwasher.
So do we agree? So a cutting board, I guess this is the consensus.
I would say,
A good knife, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you said paper towels. Is that, would you guys agree? Is there anything else you can think of?
I mean, I have a personal one that nobody else is going to agree with, but I love my garlic peeler thing.
Oh.
That blue rubber thing.
Yes.
Stick it in there.
It's like a rubber tube.
That's very nice.
You only have to go once and it's off.
Yeah. But what would you call that essential? That'd be in the four.
Well, because I use a lot of garlic.
That's fancy, though.
So it feels essential.
It's actually a good one, though.
It's cheap, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say my little milk frother.
I was going to say the same. We got a good one.
We love ours.
It's like
you mean that little handheld one? Because I just bought one that's a countertop one that you put milk in and you set it on top.
Yep.
I bought it at Amazon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was at...
Okay. Oh, I get what you're saying. So
like ours.
Yes, the milk frother. But I was talking about also the spinner.
The little handheld
spinner.
Yeah, I have one of those.
This one's better.
Pretty sweet.
What she's saying.
Yeah, I would have
the
that
little,
one.
The little mug one is better, but if you're in a pinch, that little handheld one does work.
Yeah.
Right.
The mug one is so good.
So that's,
and then actually the air fryer is something that is essential for kids.
That's mine.
We don't have a microwave.
We use that so much more than I thought we would. Yeah, I thought we were going to miss a microwave oven more, but I don't miss a microwave at all.
We have a microwave, but I use that little air fryer.
Yeah.
I got the one that looks like a tiny little silver stove.
Oh,
yeah.
I see that.
Yeah, I was, because the plastic one I was
oh,
like,
no, the new ones, yes, those are nice.
It's Breville, I think, or something like that, but it's from Bed Bath & Beyond. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cute one. It has a little tray in it, and you can,
nice.
Yeah, it's a great little.
Ours cleans up so easy.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't. It's always greasy all the time.
Which one do you have? The Ninja?
It's like the one that looks like an egg. I think it's the Ninja.
Ninja, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has a little handle
on the
front.
Impossible to clean, but we still use it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Because it works great.
Yeah.
If you, you kind of slip on the floor sometimes, I'm like, whoa. Oh.
Yeah.
This is good. Why is the food so much really better delicious. At Libby's house?
Delicious.
So, and then we talked about, okay, so that's good. I think I got a good feel for that. I'm sure that people will email in and their essentials. Please do so. Also, we talked about your super luxury item, your, oh.
Like the massage chair kind of thing? Or
what? Yeah, just something that's just over the top, extravagant thing that you would like in your life.
Oh, that we would like.
I saw Tony Robbins and he was at his house and he had it was like an ice bath thing that it was just it was like a 3x3 hole in the ground. It was like an in-ground pool, but it was only like 3x3. And he would dunk himself in that for like an ice, you know, to kind of wake up.
Wow. Ugh.
And I thought that was the coolest.
Sounds terrible.
It does. It sounds torture.
Well, to me, I would love that. Yes, it is torture, but then you're out and you feel fantastic.
Oh.
So like, I think that I think Levi or somebody was talking about a nice espresso, a huge espresso.
Yeah.
Kind of
like a really nice espresso machine.
So I'm going to say, yeah, I have a little one and every time I use it, I'm like, yeah, this is just little. It's basic and little.
So you get a tricked out coffee maker kind of thing.
Really big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has the enamel outside. Mm. They have it at Caldi's. Why would I need one that big?
Well, they're like $30,000.
I know.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So cool. Maybe not the $30,000 one, maybe the $15,000 one. Because I don't need four. I'm not going to make four cappuccinos.
Right.
I'm not
Maybe sometimes you just want a half a cup.
I just want one small
something
espresso.
To shop for.
Right. Well, you got the frother. Now you got to get that. So
I've already looked.
If you sold that house, you'd probably have a little extra
cash. I told my husband, every time I bring it up, he's like, What is this? I'm like, I know, I don't want to sell it either. But
yeah.
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 What do you think yours is, babe?
That I would want?
Yeah, just something, that would be, you know, hot tub.
Well, the hot tub we want, because that's what we're fixing to get.
Well, we have one. It's a maintenance nightmare.
Ours is going to be inside.
Inside the house?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like it has a big garage
We're just going to get a barrel and then.
We'll show you.
I'm going to tell you,
old
I
school.
Love that hot tub.
Because they have a big
I love
hot
it.
Tub. You guys have a big one, though. It looks big.
I mean, it's outside. Five people can fit in it. It's a nice hot tub. I mean, I'm not against it. It's just that you really have to kind of be handy because they're finicky. Like, it'll just be like, oh, I'm not working today. It'll work well for a year and a half.
Mm.
I'm not working today.
Did you buy it new?
No, it came with the house, but it's relatively new. It's not older than like 6 or 7 years. Like I think they installed it right before we.
Yeah, a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah, it's just, so it's from Watson. So we finally figured that out and they're actually really good about coming out. But sometimes they'll come out and they'll go, oh, it needs an element or it needs that. And then they'll just look at you and they're like, hand you a little thing like, okay, $89 because I came out. And you're like, well, what about it? Do you have the element? Or are you going to order it? What's going to happen? We don't have any more.
What is the element?
Yeah, and you're like, we asked you to come here to help.
Right.
You should trade your screw knowledge with his hot tub knowledge.
I would.
There you go. There you go.
My good man. What kind of screw?
They sent one guy one time where my husband knew more about it than he did because my husband really knows a lot about the hot tub now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, well, are we paying him? Because he seems like he doesn't know as much as you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Libby, do you have any?
Pool.
Oh, a pool. Just a regular in-ground pool?
Yep. I would love a pool.
Boy, you could spend a lot of money on that too.
No.
I think a hot tub is.
Be awesome.
Of course, we're old. Oh, I knew I was old and I would think, oh, pool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you never
pools
wanted
the
a
best.
Pool.
I would want to do salt water too.
I have a pool and it is fun.
It's just so fun. Yeah. I love it. And it's great because you can be like, come over anyone, anytime. Doesn't matter. Just come swim.
Okay. All right. I get it.
It makes you popular.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dax Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show we want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
This podcast is sponsored by Faithful Counseling. Now, is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals. For me, one of the things is just a sense of perfection. I'm so used to going to my little comedy lab and just working on my little bits and jokes and just waiting till they're perfect to release them to the world. And you just can't live your life that way. It's just more fun to get out there and make mistakes. So that's, the perfection thing gets in the way of my goals. Well, Faithful Counseling will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Faithful Counseling is a solution for people seeking traditional mental health counseling who would prefer hearing from the perspective of a Christian. If you're seeking a mental health professional who's a practicing Christian, Faithful Counseling may be a great option for you. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. That's cool. Faithful Counseling wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins and join over the 500,000 people, wow, taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Now, there's a special offer for the Tim Hawkins podcast listeners. You get 10% off your first month at faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins. And a big thanks to Faithful Counseling for sponsoring this episode. Here's a couple more questions, Stacey. Favorite app? What's your favorite phone app?
Well, obviously, it's not Twitter or Instagram. No, I think my favorite app is Instagram. To me, it's the most entertaining. I would say for usefulness. Oh, and I love Poshmark. I sell my stuff on there when I'm done with it.
What's explain Poshmark? What's that?
So, if you have a shopping proficiency, call it a problem. So, if you have a shopping proficiency, as I do.
God has given you that talent, and you're just taking and multiplying it.
I receive that, and I use it as the talents.
Thank you, Lord.
Like the talents that we're given. I don't hide my talent in the ground. I actually multiply it exponentially.
Which is funny, because my Stacy friends have that in common.
Yeah,
Stacy Fox, that's what she does for a living.
Oh, yeah.
Stacy Cody, that's what she kind of does for a living.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm in good company.
Yeah.
Poshmark, you just sell your stuff on there, but it's all online. And the buyer pays the shipping. You just print out the label, throw it in the box.
So Poshmark, okay. Mm-hmm. Instagram,
easy,
Poshmark.
Very easy. And then I would say the last one is a little bit of a toss-up. I love my Zoom app. Obviously, I do a lot of Zooming. Venmo, because you can pay mm-hmm. people with
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, so that nice. Changed so much. Right. The way you can pay people now and companies and stuff, I don't think we remember how bad it used to be.
It used to be terrible. Handing people checks.
Handing people, driving checks to places. Mm-hmm.
Mailing. Oh.
Yeah. Well, even just receiving a check could be sketchy. I mean, because you weren't, if you didn't know the person.
Well, then getting a check, you can just take a picture of it now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, that is really convenient. Yeah. But I love being able to just say, like a lot of people will say, I'm in the Cash App, which I have that one too, but Venmo seems to be a little bit better. I like using that one. And then of course, I think one of my favorite things is that I can text anybody and I can send them pictures and gifts. Yeah. I love doing that.
That's nice.
Yes.
Which is not really an app, but that.
It's life.
Yeah. Makes life more fun.
What's your app, Liv?
Oh, I really like Pinterest.
I love that
one too.
It'd
probably be my favorite. I usually will delete my social medias, but I always keep that because I like it. And then,
is that just through your creativity? Is that what?
Yeah,
because that would seem like.
Yeah, I like
so creative
recipes or ideas or clothes or whatever. And then I like Visco, which is kind of like a Instagram, but you don't really have you can't comment or anything like that. So it's really fun to follow all your friends because you just put all your photos on there.
Right.
It's kind of
It was just for editing.
It's like a place where you can follow people. It's for
that
too. So you edit, but then you can also post it and follow your friends.
Oh, I've never used it for that purpose.
It's really fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably my favorite. I've been on it for 4 years, 4 or 5 years. And I follow all my best friends and then we all it's really fun that way.
That's cool.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
Keep going back to them. Mm-hmm. That's the one, you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're on Pinterest or that usually.
Well, now TikTok recently.
TikTok
But I need to get off.
Yeah.
So I deleted it when he said that it was a
all
Chinese,
day.
Right.
Surveillance.
I think they
thing.
Sold it, but I'm not sure.
I don't actually care anymore because I was so happy with it before. I had all the babies that I followed.
Yeah.
You know, now I have to start over again.
You follow babies?
Well, you just don't. I heard you didn't want to take any sponsorship.
She follows babies.
What do you mean?
Baby babies?
Just cute babies?
Oh, yeah, cute babies.
Babies are cute. Dogs
let
are
me
cute.
Just tell
and the
you,
dogs are funny on there, too.
Dogs are
There's
hilarious.
Babies on there who they have their own accounts and everything, and they do a lot. Very good to watch.
They're adorable.
Because they're so cute. The mm-hmm. And then I just watch them for a couple of years till they get big, and then I switch to a new baby.
Like, I'm done with this baby.
Yeah. I mean, I literally, my husband will say, he'll go, is this a new baby? I'm like, yeah. So what happened to the other one? I'm like, well, she's four. I mean.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. When I start following her, she's like 18 months. Yeah. And now
they're
she's
like phones.
Big. Yeah.
Like phones.
Right? She's not, she's just too old for me now. I mean, I want to be on her page, but she's just too big. I need a smaller baby.
Mm-hmm. I need a smaller baby.
Yeah.
So maybe I can carry around.
Well, I just look at them. They're doing stuff. They're wearing clothes. You know, their parents mm-hmm. are letting them do, and there's some of them can talk. And so it's fun. Like mm-hmm. the one little baby I'm following now on Instagram, his account is his mom's account, but she calls it Words with Wesley. Oh. And she'll say, say chimichanga. And he's like, you know, playing with a toy or eating, and he'll stop and he'll just look at her, and just as clear as day, he'll go, chimichanga.
Oh, it's magic.
And then he just looks back, and
Truman Show. It's just, that's
it.
All it is. Yeah.
I love
and
it.
It's, I get it.
Yeah. And then when he's doing other stuff, like, mm-hmm. you know, riding a skateboard or things like that. I mean, he's,
what was his name?
Like, Wesley.
Wesley. And then you're talking to your friends. Do you see what Wesley or Wesley?
That's what I say.
Who's Wesley? I don't know.
Right. They're like,
he's a baby.
What do you mean? Wesley.
He's a baby.
Because they think he's related to me.
In
I'm like,
Nova
no.
Scotia.
I'm nowhere. Yeah. I don't know. They're in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, there you
Washington
go.
Washington yeah. State. Yeah. But that's as much as I know. The mom is a makeup artist. And when she posts about that, I just scroll right through. I'm no interest in any of that stuff.
Yeah, just the baby.
They're going on a walk. No. Wesley? Yes.
Yes.
I watch that. Like cute. It. Yeah. And then when he gets big, I mean, I'll just move on. Because there'll be new babies there. Yeah.
There's always a new baby.
That is hysterical.
Really funny.
I love that. I just love the. That's what I wanted. I want to know that Stacey Washington
at 11 p.m.
watches babies.
Is watching babies
when she's
break.
When she's on her, you know, on the couch. She's got her, you know, looking down her
right after the show.
Phone.
I'm like,
yeah,
looking to see what else new he's done. Or if you go, you know, so that's the thing about the apps that is scary, because they know what you like. But the other thing is, it's actually
here's more
great.
Babies. Yeah.
It shows me more. It'll show me, and I'll kind of go through like, no, no, no. Oh, and then I'll follow that one for a while. But if the parents are on there too much, or if they're, you know, if there's too many siblings, anything that I'm just.
Yeah, I just want the baby.
I just want that one baby. If I can do that,
I came for the
I'll
baby.
Stay on. Yeah. If I can't, then I'll, you know. Because I don't have any babies
TikTok?
At our house.
This is on TikTok.
Well, it was on TikTok. And I had already set everything up on there really great. And it was really showing me a lot of what I liked. And then they made that announcement. I'm like, fine. So I got rid of it. So then they added Reels onto Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where I watch it now.
Yeah,
but
that's good
obviously stuff. It's not as viral as TikTok.
Right.
There just aren't as many people.
Yeah. There's some good ones on
bad.
There, though.
What's Well, Libby, you had the new voice this week. What was it? What would she say about the babies?
It's my interview character.
Your interview character?
Yeah.
Is that all it's called?
I have to shake someone's hand while I'm doing it.
Oh, shake my hand and do your new voice. I just think it's hysterical.
All right.
So, how are you doing? Good to have you on the show.
Oh, it's really a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, sir.
Wait. Is it a British person?
No, it's just a goof.
It can be.
It can be. What type of British person? Upper class or Cockney?
From the sticks.
Yeah, it's an English.
Okay. Olivia I don't know.
Awesome. Livia's voices just are insane.
I love it.
And then Luke just cracks. He just laughs so hard.
He laughs so hard.
Yeah, I love it.
So I want to get more of a taste of it.
It's being cultivated currently. So
really?
You know.
Just called but interviewed person?
It just started because Luke will always come up and he'll like shake my hand just randomly.
Yeah.
So one time he just came up and shook my hand. I was like, oh, thank you so much. Oh, you're being so kind today. I really look forward to hearing from you later.
Later. That's almost like maybe Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Or
I don't know.
Yeah. Baltimore?
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Northeast?
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. Later.
Yeah.
Later. I'll talk to you later.
Later.
Just like socially awkward is how I picture it. Short, little fat.
Yeah. Later. Probably drives a school bus.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, get it later. I got to sit down. Look to the front. Don't put your head out the window.
So as a kid, me and my sister used to do British voices for the whole weekend. And by the end of the weekend, my mom would be so annoyed. Because I would be like, mother, what? Have you any idea what we're having for dinner today?
For tea?
No. I want tea. And bangers and mash.
And she'd say, stop.
Because and mash. I love bangers and mash.
And she's like, you just want to say bangers and mash over and over again, don't you? And Christy would look over and say, it's what I've been dreaming of, mother.
Please, mother, please. Spare a crumb for your daughter, please, mom.
Starving. Mother, please. Starving.
My friend,
I haven't eaten in a fortnight.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. We try to find everything we could say the whole weekend, and she would just be beyond.
My friends and I would go to the mall, and we would pretend to have a British accent.
Yeah,
and we would just see how many people we could get to, like, ask us questions.
Well, that happened to us. My friends and I were at a Billy Graham crusade, and our pastor was Stuart Briscoe, who is English. So we were sitting there at the Billy Graham crusade, and we're in seventh grade, and we're all speaking with an English accent to each other, and the people behind us were from England. So during the intermission time, they go, what part of England are you from? And we're like, we're like scrambling in our brain.
The left side, down, you go down a bit.
The English part.
You know, where they got the streets and such.
The one with the sheep.
You know, the part where they drive on the other side of the road. That's where we're from, eh?
The villages. We're from the villages
where no one's been there but us.
You know, the Queen. Yeah, we live right next to her.
Just down from the palace.
Right, we sell water and such to people.
You know, One Direction. Yeah, we live right next to them.
They came in a pub the other day.
Now it makes me think you have to do Fee's voice, our friend Fee.
Our pastor's wife, Fee, is, she looks like Katy Perry.
But she sounds like...
But she talks like this, I know. She's from Bath, England.
That's so cute.
And she calls him Bunny.
Bunny.
So cute.
The thing with the accent is if you don't let it drop, people don't know.
They don't.
Yeah. So I was following a lady because she has locks. And I loved her hair. I got one look at her. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to follow her on Instagram. Yeah. So I'm following her and I saw only two or three videos of her. And in every video, she's speaking in the British accent.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, she must live in England. So imagine my shock when she's there in Las Vegas, her and her husband. And she's like, we're on vacation. Just like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder who's narrating this, because she's showing all around, and then she pans back over to herself. So all in the comments, it wasn't just me, it was all these people like, is this the way you really talk? Are you an American?
Devastated.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I work at a bank, I have a Series 7 license, we live in Charlotte, and I'm an American. I'm like,
liar.
Unfollow.
Well, yeah. I didn't, because
you dropped her like a baby.
Still amazing. I didn't, though. I still
you dropped her like a four-year-old baby.
I still like her hair, but if it had been about that accent, she'd have been gone.
Yeah, that's right. You were lied to.
I was. She did the accent on two videos, and it was so good. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I always wished I had a British accent. Or
me too.
It is just,
I want my kids to have it. I want them to watch Peppa Pig, and then
have you heard about the kids who only watch that? They do have a little bit of a
that's
version.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Really? It's like the girls who sing now. They sing like auto tune.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's all they would hear. So her voices sound like auto tune.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Auto-tune voice only. But I mean, if you can get your little kids to sound like they have a little bit of a British accent, because the kids sound the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So cute.
Out of all the Brits, the kids are the best.
So cute.
Because it's all about the parents, the happiness of the parents and us being entertained, I think.
Me too.
So
that's what I tell my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You're here for my entertainment.
I say to them, are you not entertained? And then when they say no, and I say, I'm not either, and it's a problem. Come on. What do you, like, somebody do something.
Do
I'm
jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're not,
I need
you're
something.
Not bored. You're boring.
I'm telling you, you guys, we had you for a reason. We need something here.
Jamie, you
this dog's not funny. You guys,
it's not something. Like we have a farm. We don't need work. We just need entertainment.
We just need you guys to do something fun or crack a joke or something.
Yeah. Help us out here. We're paying for everything and you're bringing nothing.
Right. And we're tired. We're sitting here on the couch waiting for something to happen. Yeah. Do it.
We used to do this on my old podcast. We'd say, what are you loving right now? What are you loving? And just throw that out there. You guys, what's changed your life? What are you really enjoying right now?
Oh, I'm loving Bible study.
Okay.
So I'm in this Bible study with this group of women where we have not stopped meeting. So we got locked down and the Bible study started right around the same time. And we were meeting at a friend's house out on her, she has a covered patio. And so we were sitting out there on these, you know, Restoration Hardware couches, and we're having lunch afterwards.
Name drop.
Everyone is just totally, you know, locking down. And we just kept on meeting. So we've met every Wednesday since the summer. Like, I think it was like the end of June, I think. Might have been before that.
Right.
And we've just met every single week without fail. And coincidentally, one of the moms has a baby who at the time when we started, the baby was like a couple months old. And now she's a year old. And we've just had so much fun. We all get to hold her and, you know, have fun with her. And then the oldest member of the Bible study is 90. And so we get to hang out with this Jewish woman who's 90.
Do you hold her
old.
Too? She's just like,
she's
put her
tiny.
In your lap.
And... She's really small. I mean, I could, but she's against that.
I love holding old women. I love picking them up and I'll be at the store and pick them up. Hey, you little
crumpet. Well, look who's here.
We hug a lot, but none of that, what you're talking about. I
mean, well, it's weird, but it fulfills a need for me.
Well, there you go.
I like knowing that people are getting
my grandma used to give me the finger a lot. And
she actually
still does.
Yeah, she did.
Well, she's not alive anymore.
Yeah, she would we drive away. That was people asked me one of my favorite memories, and it would be of my grandma in Cape Girardeau, and smoked since she was 12 till she was almost 88.
She was still mowing the lawn
in her 90, and we would drive away, and Grandma Frida would stand on her little front porch, and we'd drive away, and she knew what we wanted her to do it, and she'd flip us the bird. And we cracked up and drove away.
So I told my kids that's what I was going to be like with their kids. I've told them, I'm like, I'm going to be that one grandma. And they're like,
grandma?
Where do you get this from? And I'm like, well, two places, really.
Yeah.
One is the depths and recesses of my mind. And the other place I get this from is I was in the hospital one time. And for three of the days I was there, my roommate was this 94-year-old woman.
Wow.
And so when they brought her in, I'm like, dang, I don't have a private room anymore. Now I have a roommate. I hope she's quiet because I don't feel like listening to anything. I shouldn't even be in here. So I'm complaining to myself. And they come in and she's in the bed. They get her settled in. Soon as she hits that bed, she starts cursing. I can't believe you're touching me like that. I'm just every curse word you can think, every combination. And so I don't hear any response from the nurses. So they get done settling her in. And she's like, and I hope you don't come back anytime soon. I need some rest, you know, curse word, curse word, curse word. So then they come over and they just stroll right on out until later they come in and they're looking at me. And I said, were you in here earlier settling, you know, with her? And she was like, yeah, I was. I said, I heard all that cursing and none of you guys said anything back. And she looked me right in the face and she said, when you turn 94, you can cuss at me like that too. I said, oh, she said, we put up with that from the, you know, if you're 94 years old, she said, we're going to put up with whatever you put down because she said, she's probably miserable from being in here. She shouldn't be in here.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. I said, so I get cred. If I hit 90, I'm basically living the life I've always wanted, doing whatever I want to do.
You can't break laws. My husband said,
that's what I've heard. I've literally, you can't tell them anything because they're old. They're older than Methuselah. You can't tell them anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's what I'll be doing.
Oh,
I'll be like, gather around. Today, I'm going to teach you about sex the same way I taught your parents. Sit down. So this is our anatomy book, and we don't use these euphemisms.
Here's how it goes. Book. All right, when a man loves a woman,
no,
you get a tingly feeling inside.
Okay. We don't teach that part. I was just talking about the anatomy and physiology with the little book that my has the proper terms, but that may be a lesson for another
I'm
going to
do it my way.
Yeah. But
all right, kids, come inside.
With the Grandpa, cigar.
Honey, give me the whiteboard. All right.
For drawings.
Actually, it was a weekend event with Olivia and her friend doing Passport to Purity. Do you remember that, Libby?
Oh, yes.
With Jessica.
Oh.
Yes. There are games involved.
We screamed when it got to the good part.
Well, that... We they were screaming. They were.
Yeah. Right.
We left the room because we didn't want to hear about that part. But.
All right. So anybody else love anything right now? Anybody?
Oh. You didn't ask me about my abs, so...
Your abs? Oh, okay. Your abs. Okay.
No.
What's your favorite?
I don't use it currently, but I love Awesome Notes. It has these little folders, and it's all so organized and looks cool, and that's a weird one. But I have to have a purpose for it.
Awesome Notes?
Yep.
Okay, so we have
to take pictures and put it in there, too, and stuff, and it's, anyway.
So
I use it for weddings. We have at the house.
Oh, okay.
So like to do, like to look for things to do that need to be done.
Yeah, but you, there's actually folders. Like it like layers it so you can see the names of each folder.
Okay. So that's called
Awesome Notes, or it looks like A Notes.
I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome Notes.
Awesome Notes. And then you had
Pinterest. Fisco.
Fisco. Is it F-I-S?
Fisco. F. Nope. V-S-C-O. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
What?
I need to put that down.
V-S-C-O.
Oh, Fisco. Mm-hmm. And then you said
TikTok. Well, the baby reels.
Oh, I said Instagram.
And then you had
and
another one.
Poshmark.
Poshmark. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and of course, Venmo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right.
What was yours?
I'm all on the TikTok right now. It's just, it's fascinating to me. That's the new, I'm thinking, what's going to, like, you've had all these platforms. What's going to, who can come up with another platform that's going to be interesting? It's just, it's just interesting. And I really enjoy, I'm really liking making videos again and just coming up with ideas and just doing and having a tool that
you
I can,
literally haven't done anything.
Nothing.
Like comedy wise.
I took a year off. For, like I
totally.
Didn't.
Totally.
No, I didn't write one
And people
thing
will ask him, so do you miss it? I think you asked last week. Mm-hmm. He said, not at all, which is
wild. So what's about to happen?
Well, you're looking at it. We're just kind of starting to hit and record and talking and just trying to build up just kind of the social media part of it. And really, I mean, I've booked a few gigs for this year, but really, I don't really know what it's going to look like anyway. So we'll kind of see what happens.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
I'm the most non-essential person you know.
I don't know about that. I mean, so you don't know how many people know your songs that you've sung.
People need
the
cutting
years.
Boards a lot more than they need me. Okay?
Well, but we already have a plethora of cutting boards.
That's true. But you know, I think, Stacey, it's about when I first started, I just wanted to grind and be as funny as possible. And now I just want to serve. I want to like, I'm just so competitive and just trying to crank out material. I really want to help folks and refresh folks and.
Well, I don't know.
Connect.
I think if you can find a podcast that you like to listen to and you can laugh but get a little bit of information, it's probably like a jolt of health because we're not doing much laughing without actually, like you have to be intentional about it now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It almost feels like when you're laughing, you know, should I be laughing? I mean, it is the age of
Corona. So many
people
are suffering. Exactly.
So many people have died.
Every laugh is killing someone's grandmother.
Just the act of laughing is,
It just is offensive.
It shouldn't be. So we should, because, you know, that's, so laughter actually releases endorphins, which helps you with your health.
Yes.
So I've been telling people, I'm like, you know, you're going to be sickly because you're angry.
Yeah.
That's what's going to be wrong with you.
Yeah.
But not me. They're
workout.
Like, why are you so happy? Because they're paying you. And I was like, well, they are paying me to do this. Yes. Because, you know, who works for free? But I'm like this not because they're paying me to be like this. Don't you think it's kind of the opposite? They brought me on to be like this and they're paying me because, you know, I was
like
already
that.
Like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but it's an outlook. If you've chosen to be negative, you're going to have all of the ramifications of that. I just showed my husband, you know, no offense. I showed him a picture of Rosie O'Donnell. He didn't know who she was because her life, she's all that money, so much, so much. She's the best of everything. You really have to be someone special to be famous and be happy, depending on what industry you're in. Yeah. But it's whoever you were before you were famous, the money just amplifies it.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed him that picture and he was like, I have no idea who that man is. I'm like, that's Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
That's a woman.
Yeah.
And that's someone that we used to like watch her and laugh because
so funny. She's
so
great.
She's very funny.
So cautionary tale. If you're not going to be laughing, you're going to be looking pretty bad.
And she was like, and she was jovial. Like when she had the show and stuff.
Yes.
It was like somewhere.
Silly and funny and just
she
very relatable.
Yeah.
Very relatable. Yeah. And very much of a host. She would host shows.
I remember that.
Because she was so likable. And she would host comedy shows. She had her own talk show for a while.
She
but
did.
Then it just,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, she's done so much we've forgotten about the stuff.
So,
done.
Folks, do what you love.
Yeah.
Love what you do. That's really important.
And keep laughing.
That's right.
Yeah. And follow a couple of babies on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's right.
I agree.
All right, guys, I got to go find some dirt to put in a garden box. So thank you, Stacey on the right, Stacey Washington.
Thanks for having me.
The maiden voyage, our first real guest. Yes.
Well, your mom is here. She's a real guest.
Huh?
Yeah, don't disrespect grandma like that.
Oh, okay, thanks, guys. Thanks. All right.
I'll listen to that episode.
Great.
Sounds
Bye,
good.
Everybody. Bye, everybody.